It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Tom Shalhoub.
I'm Liz Peek.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, August 12, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. The Biden administration is seriously considering releasing a known Russian bad guy in exchange for the return of Brittany Griner, the basketball player convicted of drug charges in Russia. Should it happen?
He is a bad dude. He's not just an average Russian criminal. He is an international arms trafficker.
This is the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
While Russia's war continues against Ukraine, the relationship between the U.S. and Russia has quickly deteriorated. The U.S. sanctions Russia. Russia wants out of the International Space Station. NATO admits 2 northern European nations, and so it spirals. And now there's a tug of war over the fate of WNBA player Brittany Griner. She's convicted of possessing a cannabis oil vape while in Russia to play basketball off-season. And to secure her release from a Russian prison and the release of imprisoned U.S. citizen Paul Whelan, Russia wants us to let somebody specific go, and plenty of people from the U.S. intelligence community are against sending Victor Bout back to Russia.
Nowhere in my editorial did I say that we ought not to be bringing Brittany Griner back home.
Rebecca Koffler is a retired intel officer with the Defense Intelligence Agency and the author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. She has a new op-ed on FoxNews.com to tell us about Victor Bout, how dangerous he is, and why, to begin with, we have him in custody.
What the central point of my editorial was is that we absolutely must not release the most dangerous arms trafficker who conspired to kill Americans. We shouldn't be giving him back to Putin because that would endanger more and more Americans and endanger our security. And so I can unpack those two things.
Sure. Let's unpack them then. I mean, we obviously want to bring home every American as we can, but it looks like in order to do that, as you mentioned, Vladimir Putin wants the return of a very dangerous man that not every American might know who he is, but certainly the people involved in our national security know exactly who he is. So let's talk about him first.
Absolutely. Well, as I said, he is a bad dude. He's not just an average Russian criminal. He is serving a 25-year sentence in a federal prison on charges of conspiring to kill Americans. He is an international arms trafficker, formally being the sort of quote unquote formally, right? A GIU officer, GIU being Glavnoe Razvedivatelnoe Upravleniye, which stands for Military Intelligence Service in Russia. And as we all know, especially when it comes to Russia, there's no such thing as a former intelligence officer. And Putin every day reminds us of that, so to speak, by his actions in that include authorizing assassinations, right? So this guy was nabbed in a sting operation by our officers, U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency officers. And because this guy was getting ready to sell millions of dollars worth of very dangerous, sophisticated weaponry to a Colombian terrorist organization and 10 million rounds of ammunition, right? And so this guy was interrogated by our intelligence and law enforcement personnel. So every time, as you know, I am a former DIA intelligence officer, and I did some operational work with the CIA's National Clandestine Service. And I can tell you from my direct experience is when you debrief a source, right, whether it's intelligence source and if law enforcement interrogates somebody, whether you want it or not, you reveal something about what it is that you're interested in, right? What you know, what you don't know, even though you try, you know, your best to obfuscate all of that stuff. And also, you reveal your operational techniques. So this guy was nabbed in the sting operations. He can go back and do lessons learned. What, you know, how could they possibly have got him? And he also can reveal to his former, again, quote unquote, GRU bosses, what it is that we are interested in. And not only this potential swap is going to demonstrate to Putin that his playbook works, he can provide valuable intelligence that we don't want Russia to have. And so it's as simple as that. It's a no-brainer to me.
You present your opinions in 3 points. And I think one of them here talks about the use of Putin's use, anyway, of hostage diplomacy. If he were to get Viktor Bout back, that would be a major win for Vladimir Putin, I think. And it might embolden him to try this type of stuff again. Wouldn't you say is that the point you're making here?
That is exactly the point, Evan. And, you know, this is not even the first time that the Russians have done something like that. This is, like I said, is a standard Putin's playbook. And unfortunately, the Biden administration seems to be really naive or is motivated by self-interest. Now that his popularity is in a downward spiral, he wants to score some political points. But the Russians know that. The Russians know that Brittany Griner is a hot topic right now. And so again, this is not even the first time. Back in April, the Biden administration already exchanged a former U.S. Marine, Trevor Reed, who was serving a 9-year sentence in a Russian labor camp. And he was convicted in Russia of assaulting 2 Russian police officers while drunk. And so we got him back. Whom did we give back to the Russians? We gave him Konstantin Yaroshenko. He's the Russian pilot who was arrested by U.S. Special Forces back in 2010 in Liberia. Again, in a very, you know, difficult, sophisticated operation, he was sentenced to 20 years of prison time in U.S. jail in 2011 for conspiring to smuggle more than $100 million worth of cocaine into the United States, okay? And so, again, this is not just like a regular bad guy. This is a highly trained person who is acting directly to counter the interests of the United States and U.S. security by smuggling $100 million worth of cocaine to the United States. And so prior to that, President Biden foolishly gave back to the Russians the most dangerous cyber criminal, Alexei Burkov, who was sentenced also to 9 years of prison in this situation. And he defrauded millions, you know, he defrauded many Americans, extorting millions of dollars, right, in ransom for U.S. businesses. So why do the Russians keep hacking us? Why do they continue doing this, you know, conducting this hostage diplomacy? It's because it works. And guess whom we got in exchange for Alexei Burkov? We got no one, Evan. We got no one. Biden just decided to give him up. And back in 2010, Obama, also did the same thing. He gave up 10 If you remember back in 2010, the FBI, thanks to the brilliant work of our FBI officers, they nabbed these 10 Russian sleepers, the covert agents who were working here, stealing your secrets, trying to influence our politics. They penetrated the Hillary Clinton's circle. So Obama gave them back to the Russians. And guess whom we got in exchange? Not even Americans. We extracted 4 Russians. They were our, you know, spies, if you will. They were our assets. They were working for U.S. intelligence. And because we are an honorable, you know, service, we want to keep our sources protected. We extracted those 4 out of Russian jail.
We've been speaking with Rebecca Koffler, a former intelligence officer with DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. She is also the author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America, and the author of a new op-ed on FoxNews.com discussing the dangers of trading a captured Russian arms dealer for the return of WNBA player Brittany Griner. On the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine, we'll have more with Rebecca Koffler straight ahead. So what to wrap this all up, what how do we avoid these types of situations? I mean, certainly we don't want to tell Americans that it's their fault if they get captured and have to deal with a politicized, internationally politicized criminal justice system elsewhere. But at the same time, you know, we would kind of be a good idea if Americans didn't get in trouble overseas to sort of put everyone else in these kinds of positions, wouldn't you say? Because there are ramifications to this. So what Brittany Griner is going through is unfortunate, but it's turned into a major international matter.
Exactly. So the first thing I'm going to say, it's not easy. OK, it's a hard one. It's complicated, but it's not impossible. And what I recommend is that we do 3 things. First, when you travel to Russia as an American, and yes, you know, some people say, well, why would anyone go to Russia right now? Well, the truth is some people have to go to Russia, right? You know, what kind of people? People who have family, people who have business people, and also people like, you know, government people, quote unquote, you know, who right. need to do work like I used to be, right? So the rule number one is that you understand the law of Russia and that you're subject to that law when in Russia. So you need to be careful and not do things, not just assume that what you can do here in America, you can do exactly the same thing over there. You know, such as, yes, you know, this vape or whatever it is that that she had may be perfectly fine here, but it's not over there.
Right.
So you have to be very, very serious about this. Russia is, you know, it's, you know, I would call it like, you know, being in a hostile territory, right? And in fact, when intelligence officers go there, like Russia, China are considered to be a very, very hostile territory for, and so there are special trade craft that we use. Number 2, the U.S. government also must get serious and must give defensive briefings to every American. Why do we pay, you know, our hard-earned taxpayer dollars to our government, you know, and $80 billion of it goes to intelligence, military intelligence? They can find some money to brief, to give a defensive briefing, the same briefing that we get as intelligence, or, you know, close to that, let's just say the declassified version of it. Get to give these people a defensive briefing because they're going to be set up. They're going to be, you know, yes, Brittany Griner truly broke the Russian law, although unintentionally. But in some situations, the Russians can even entrap you. Okay, so you need to understand that. And number 3, and that is the hardest one, is that we need to basically unteach the Russians, you know, and demonstrate that the playbook is not going to work. And unfortunately, that's going to involve some sacrifices. I don't necessarily propose that Brittany Griner has to be the one, you know, to pay that ultimate sacrifice. But at some point, you need to say no. With regard to specifically to Brittany Griner. And I think she has a good chance. And if we play our cards right, we can get Brittany Griner out. Okay, but we should decouple this, and I'm not comfortable talking about it on national radio, but there are ways to get her out, but we need to decouple her from Victor Boot, okay?
Well, that would be the goal, I guess. Anyhow, Rebecca Koffler, author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America, former DIA intelligence officer, thank you once again for being with us on the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine.
It's my pleasure, Evan. Anytime.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.